Argus Newsletter Number 1, March 2012. This first newsletter includes an introduction to the Project Argus for those who are new to it and who want to know its goals, developments and expected results. For those who already know about the project, there are updates on the status of the project tasks, dissemination activities and short articles on relevant issues. Finally, we want to express our gratitude to all end users involved in the project. Your inputs and cooperation are essential for the success of the Argus project. The project name Argus stands for Assisting Personal Guidance System for People with Visual Impairment. It is a collaborative project co-funded by the European Union under the FP7 programme. The project started in October 2011 and is scheduled to end in March 2014. More information can be found on the project's website, www.projectargus.eu. Article 1, Introduction to Argus. The main goal of the Argus project is to develop innovative tools which could help blind and visually impaired people to move around autonomously and confidently. These tools could also be used by people working in low visibility and hazardous conditions. The Argus system will consist primarily of a user-friendly, portable, satellite-based navigation device with acoustic and haptic user interfaces, enabling users to obtain a 3D spatial insight of their surrounding environment and provide continuous assistance to a user following a predefined path in urban, rural or natural areas. Argus will act like a leading climber, providing users with a virtual safety rope guiding them along a track based on the usage of non-visual interfaces to let the users build and maintain a mental map of the path to be followed. Once en route, all the user has to do is follow the continuous acoustic guidance and instructions provided by the device. Current satellite navigation systems provide information mostly through graphical displays or verbal output, which are not convenient for people who are visually impaired or who have to operate in environments where verbal instructions could interfere with other external sounds. The challenge that Argus aims to meet is the integration of advanced user interfaces based on a three-dimensional mental map of the path to follow using innovative acoustic and haptic signals, which have minimal interference on the user's perception and operation so that he or she can move around autonomously. Argus will lead users along a secure path, warning on the risks that they may find along the path and ensuring that the user doesn't deviate from the safe route. Finally, in addition to the navigation system, an online service will be set up for in-situ routing assistance and a web-based collaborative environment, including a social network, which will be developed to enable users to share routes, data and experiences. Article 2. Identification of requirements. In the first task of the project, the user requirements have been identified, for which 24 direct interviews have been carried out and 58 answers to an online questionnaire have been collected. User replies came from people that are totally blind, partially sighted or fully sighted working in emergency services. These were collected from 5 EU countries, Spain, Germany, Austria, Italy and the United Kingdom. The analysis of all gathered data has provided a deep insight in the navigation needs of end users in their daily activities. Furthermore, the results of this survey have driven the technical specifications of the Argus system. Additionally, OK Systems conducted interviews during a one-day tour accompanying the mountain group of the Spanish National Blind Organisation. Joining the group using a directional bar to navigate in complex mountain tracks was a golden opportunity to get real guidance experience and observe the interests and limitations of the users about autonomous navigation. Finally, collected user and functional requirements were validated by end users in a dedicated workshop driven by the 425 company at Southsea in the UK. Article 3, key features of Argus. As a result of the user interactions, it has been determined that the Argos system should have these key features. Smartphone running an Argos application, a portable positioning unit for satellite-based user position and orientation, position augmentation for precise navigation, multimodal interfaces, including acoustic, binaural, voice, haptic and visual, itinerary management in real time, guiding along a predefined track using acoustic, binaural and haptic signals, open headphones which allow a user to receive route instructions without overriding ambient sound, points of interest which are helpful or critical points en route and need to be made easily available, continuous upload of collected route data, permanent assistance through a call centre, web-based service to download tracks, points of interest and warnings, capability of track simulation and perception for run-through of track before navigation is performed in real environment, and social network to share experience and get support from other users. Article 4. Binaural guidance tests. Binaural sounds create the illusion that sounds produced by stereo headphones come from specific directions and distances based on the interaural differences, that is, the difference between each ear of the arrival time of the sound and its amplitude. This allows users to perceive the position of the sounds, which can then be used to guide visually impaired persons following a route controlled via GNSS. All the Argos partners made intensive tests aiming to demonstrate that binaural sounds could help people with reduced vision to perceive clearly the direction and distance of the sound source. Several visually impaired people and staff of emergency and rescue teams were invited to try different audio headphones. The tests had two objectives. One, to evaluate the user's acceptance of the different headphones in terms of sound perception, non-disturbance of normal hearing and comfort. And two, to collect feedback from users on binaural sounds and track perceptions. Binaural acoustic files were produced with acoustic binaural tracks consisting of sounds coming from moving sources. The results were very encouraging. Most users could feel and understand correctly the sound information and confirmed that this innovative guidance concept could be beneficial for them. Article 5. Non-disturbance of general hearing tests. Different models of headphones are being evaluated in collaboration with end users by all Argos partners in order to validate the non-disturbance of general hearing. It is critically important for the project to demonstrate that it is possible to listen to sounds produced by a device without blocking or interfering with other sounds from the environment, because this could have risks that could jeopardise the safety of the users while navigating with the Argos system. Some of the headphones tested use technologies based on bone sound conductivity. These technologies offer the advantage of transmitting high-quality audio signals while keeping the ear open for ambient sound perception. Article 6. Dissemination activities. Dissemination activities have already produced the following items. The first version of the public project website has been put online at www.projectargos.eu. A flyer with a short summary of the project has been published. Translations to other languages will soon be available for download from the website. Argos was represented by Siemens on the 18th of January 2012 at the Guide for Blind conference. The SOIST model, New Ways for Tourism and for the Blind and Visually Impaired People. A paper about Argos was submitted by SIAT to RealCorp 2012, the 17th International Conference on Urban Planning and Regional Development in the Information Society, held in May 2012 in Austria. Article 7. Next steps in the project. In the first 6 months of the project, the tasks related with user and functional requirements specification have been accomplished. Also, the general architecture of the Argos system has been defined. In the following months, developmental tasks for each relevant Argos component will be started. Detailed work will focus on user terminal hardware design, development of the application platform for routing, and advanced options such as multi-layer information management and the social network for users. In parallel, dissemination activities will be constantly carried out to inform interested people about the progress of the project. Subscribe to the newsletter. In order to get further copies of the Argos newsletter, register at www.projectargos.eu/newsletter.asp. Contact information. Further information can be obtained from contact@projectargos.eu or telephone +34 943 309230. This ends the first Argos newsletter, March 2012.